Ever look at like a weirdly shaped product and think, how on earth did they make that? I'm talking about the kinds of intricate plastic things we use all the time, like a phone case with all the cutouts and stuff, or a kid's toy with like all those moving parts. It seems like magic, but it's actually this really cool process called complex injection molding. So in this deep dive, we're going to go behind the scenes and figure out all the design challenges and, of course, the really clever solutions that go into making these everyday objects. And our guide for this deep dive is this article titled, What Are the Best Mold Design Strategies for Complex-Shaped Injection Molding Products?
You know, it's so fascinating to me because injection molding lets us make these designs that would be almost impossible any other way. But there's a really important thing to remember. Before we even start thinking about the mold itself, we need to do like a super deep analysis of the product we're trying to make.
Oh, that's interesting. So you mean before we even start like sketching out a mold, we need to be looking at the shape of the final product and what it's made of and what it's supposed to do. Why is that part so important?
Well, because even tiny details can turn into huge problems when you're actually making the product. Like, imagine you have a phone case, and the walls of the case aren't all the same thickness. That could lead to like shrinkage marks or even warping. And then suddenly your phone case doesn't fit right.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So then what about choosing the material? I'm guessing it's way more complicated than just saying, okay, this is going to be plastic.
Oh, yeah, you got it. There's a ton to consider, like how easily the material flows into all those like tiny nooks and crannies in the mold, and then how much it shrinks when it cools down. That's super important for making sure everything is the right size. And then even like the strength and flexibility of the final product. It's like a puzzle where you got to make sure the material properties and the mold design fit together perfectly.
Oh, I see. So it's like the difference between like a tough, clear phone screen and a flexible food container. Those aren't just any old plastic, right?
Exactly. So your phone screen is probably polycarbonate, which is strong and see-through, but that wouldn't work at all for a food container. For that, you'd probably use polypropylene, which is flexible and good at resisting chemicals.
And it's not just the product itself. The mold also has to be tough enough to handle the heat and any chemicals during the process.
Yeah, this is where I think things get really interesting. We're talking about molten plastic injected into a mold. That's got to be super hot. So how do you make sure it cools evenly, especially when you have all these crazy shapes?
That's the million-dollar question. If the cooling isn't even Tizen, you get all sorts of problems, like warping and the wrong dimensions, and even like a bumpy surface finish. You wouldn't want that on your phone case, would you?
The real challenge is that different thicknesses of the product cool at different rates, and that can create internal stress.
So how do you prevent that?
Well, the key is to design the cooling channels really strategically. And get this, we can actually use software to simulate the whole cooling process virtually before we even build the mold. That way we can see how the heat will flow, and we can optimize those channels to get it just right. There's even this technique called conformal cooling, where the channels actually mimic the shape of the part.
Wow. So you're telling me they can create cooling channels that fit the shape of the product like a glove? That's incredible. But what about those really hard to reach spots in a complex mold?
Oh, yeah, good point. So for those tricky areas, we use these things called baffles and bubblers. They're kind of like little guides that direct the coolant to exactly where it needs to go with like laser precision. That way we can make sure even those tough spots are cooled properly. It's kind of like having tiny massage jets for heat, making sure the whole mold cools evenly.
Okay, so now we've got this perfectly cooled product with all its intricate shapes, but it's still trapped inside the mold. This is where it gets really tricky, right? How do you get the product out of the mold without breaking all those delicate features?
That's what we call demolding. And it can be pretty tricky, especially when you have things like undercuts or deep cavities in the mold. Those make it really tough to get the part out without damaging it. But don't worry, we've got some tricks up our sleeves.
Okay, I'm all ears. How do you get those complex shapes to like escape from the mold?
Well, imagine a secret door sliding open. That's kind of like what sliders do. They're parts of the mold that move sideways. So we can release those undercuts without messing up the part.
Oh, that's clever. So it's like a carefully planned dance with parts of the mold moving to set the product free.
Exactly. And for those super delicate features, we use what are called inclined ejectors. So instead of pushing straight out, they gently nudge the part out at an angle. That helps prevent any stress on those fragile
Oh,
areas.
I see. It's like a gentle guiding hand instead of a big shove. Makes sense.
And sometimes the secret's in the mold itself. We can design what are called curved parting lines. That means the mold splits along curves, which makes it easier for those complex shapes to separate.
Wow, it's amazing how much thought goes into every little detail of the mold design. It's like a whole hidden world of engineering. But with all this complexity, it must be really tough to actually make these molds.
You're absolutely right. The more intricate the mold, the more sophisticated the manufacturing has to be. We often use something called computer numerical control machining, or CNC machining for short. It involves these computer-controlled tools that carve out the precise shapes and channels we need.
CNC machining sounds pretty high tech. Can you give me like a visual of what that looks like?
Basically, you start with a block of metal, and the CNC machine goes to work. And it's incredible because it transforms this simple block into this super intricate masterpiece. It's like watching a sculptor at work, but with amazing precision.
That's really cool. So, what about those like super fine details and sharp corners? Can CNC machining handle those too?
For those really tough spots, we sometimes use a different method called electrical discharge machining, or EDM.
EDM, what's that all about?
EDM uses electrical sparks to erode material with crazy precision. It's kind of like a tiny lightning storm shaping the mold. We can create features that would be almost impossible to make with traditional methods.
Wow, it's mind-blowing how technology keeps pushing the limits of what we can make. You know, earlier when we were talking about cooling systems, you mentioned using simulation software. Are there any other ways that technology is changing the game in complex injection molding?
Oh, absolutely. One area where we're seeing huge advancements is in hot runner systems. They're kind of like a game changer, especially for complex parts, because they keep the plastic molten all the way to the injection point. That minimizes waste and really improves the quality of the final product.
So it's like having a pipeline of perfectly heated plastic delivered right where it needs to go without any of it hardening in the channels.
Exactly. That not only cuts down on waste, but also speeds up the whole production cycle. So it's a win-win.
That's awesome. Speaking of complexity, the article we're looking at also mentions this thing called the debugging process. What exactly does that involve?
Debugging is kind of like detective work. It's all about finding and fixing any problems that come up during the molding process. Like if the part isn't coming out quite right, or if there are imperfections, we need to figure out why and then adjust things to get it perfect.
So it's not just a matter of setting it and forgetting it. There's a lot of ongoing fine-tuning.
You got it. And of course, the more complex the mold, the more challenging the debugging can be. It really takes a deep understanding of how all the different elements work together, from the materials to the mold design to the actual injection process.
It sounds like you need a whole team of experts to get it right.
Absolutely. You've got designers, engineers, and the operators who actually run the machines. Everyone's working together to make sure the final product meets all the requirements. It's a real team effort.
You know, one thing that's really striking me throughout this whole deep dive is just how much precision is involved in every step of the process.
Yeah, you're right. Precision is everything in complex injection molding, from the initial product design and material choices to the design of the mold itself, and then all the fine-tuning of the settings and parameters. Every little detail matters. That's what allows us to create these incredibly intricate and high-quality products.
And we see these products everywhere. It's easy to take them for granted, but there's so much engineering behind each one.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about this field. We're always pushing the limits of what's possible, finding new ways to create even more complex and innovative products that make a difference in the world.
This deep dive has been so fascinating. We've gone from the basic idea, injection molding, to exploring all the cutting-edge technology that's shaping the future of manufacturing.
And we're not done yet. In the next part, we'll bring all these concepts to life with some real-world examples. We'll look at how complex injection molding is used to make everything from those phone cases we've been talking about to the high-tech parts in our cars, and even life-saving medical devices.
I can't wait. So join us for the final part of our deep dive into complex injection molding. We'll see just how far this amazing technology can take us.
Welcome back to our deep dive into complex injection molding. It's been a wild ride so far, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In the first couple parts, we went from the basics all the way to some pretty mind-blowing technology. But now I think it's time to bring it all to life with some real-world
Yes,
examples.
good to me.
You know, we've been talking about phone cases a lot during this deep dive. They seem kind of simple at first glance, but when you think about all those features, the cutouts for the buttons and the cameras, the different textures and finishes on those thin but super durable walls, it's actually pretty impressive.
It really is. It's a perfect example of how complex injection molding can create a product that's both functional and looks great.
Right, because you need a phone case that fits perfectly and protects your phone, but it also has to look good too.
And all of that comes down to those techniques we talked about, like the mold design, the material selection, the
Yeah,
cooling and demolding.
exactly.
It's like a symphony of engineering all coming together.
I like that. A symphony of engineering.
So speaking of intricate designs, what about those Lego bricks? Those have got to be a challenge for injection molding, right?
Oh, Lego bricks are a classic example. They're like a master class in precision engineering.
How so?
Well, each brick has to be molded with incredible accuracy to make sure all those studs and holes line up perfectly, for that satisfying click when you put them together.
Yeah.
Plus, they need to be super durable to withstand years of play.
It's amazing to think about just how many millions of Lego bricks are out
I
there.
know, it's mind-boggling.
And every single one has to meet those really tight tolerances.
It's a testament to the power of injection molding and how important process control is. You need crazy automation and quality monitoring to make sure every single brick is consistent.
That's really impressive. Okay, let's switch gears for a second and talk about a different industry, cars. Car parts often have really complex shapes and they need to be super tough. So, how does injection molding fit into all of that?
Oh, injection molding is huge in the automotive industry. Think about all the different parts: dashboards, door panels, bumpers, even some engine components. They're all made with injection molding. And these parts have to be able to handle a lot: extreme temperatures, vibrations, impacts, and they still have to keep their precise shape.
So it's not just about making them look good, it's about safety and functionality too.
Exactly. And that's why choosing the right material is so important. We use these high-performance plastics that are often reinforced with things like glass or carbon fibers. That
Yeah.
makes them even stronger and more durable.
It's incredible how plastic can be engineered to be so tough.
It really is. It shows just how versatile injection molding is and how innovative material science has become.
Okay, let's do one last example before we wrap up. Medical devices. These things often need incredibly intricate designs, and the level of precision has to be top-notch. What role does injection molding play in this field?
Medical devices are a great example of where complex injection molding really shines.
Oh, yeah.
Think about all the different products: syringes, implants, surgical instruments, even drug delivery systems. They often have tiny features, intricate channels, and they need to be made from very specific materials.
Right, and then there's the whole issue of biocompatibility, making sure the materials are safe to use in the human body.
Oh, yeah, that's a critical factor. Biocompatibility adds a whole other level of complexity to the
For
process.
sure.
But injection molding lets us tackle those challenges head on. We can create these intricate devices with the accuracy and consistency we need.
That's amazing. This whole deep dive has been a real eye-opener. We've covered so much ground, from the basic principles of injection molding to all these real-world applications.
It's been quite a journey.
So as we wrap up this episode, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I'd say it's the incredible versatility and precision of complex injection molding. It lets us create all these intricate shapes with amazing accuracy, and we can use so many different materials to meet all sorts of needs. It's a technology that shapes our world in countless ways, even if we don't always realize it.
That's a great point. So the next time you pick up a plastic product, whether it's a toy or a phone case or even a medical device, take a second to think about all the ingenuity and engineering that went into making it. There's a whole world of complex design and manufacturing hidden inside those everyday objects.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into complex injection molding. We hope you learned a lot and gained a new appreciation for this amazing technology and the things it can create.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep wondering, how did they make that?